Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm back with another episode. I think my children are occupied. I tried to do it this morning, but didn't quite work out the way that I planned. We'll see how this goes, and I'll go back to reading in just a moment here. Just give me a second here. Get settled. All right. So where we last left off, our heroes had, they had just been dealing with, the aliens came and took them, and they just found out all about the reverse gender roles and all that, and Chevelle just saw that Wiccan was being attacked by the aliens. And so now they're trying to figure out what's going on. Chapter 14, Chevelle, wake up. Timber's voice was far away. My body shook gently, and it took me a moment to realize that he was, in fact, dragging me back to the waking world. Groaning, I rolled over and smacked something hard with my hand. Ow, he grunted. When I opened my eyes, I thought my hand had made contact with his nose. Good thing I didn't pack much of a punch first thing in the morning, or we might have had a mess on our hands. He rubbed the bridge of his nose for a moment, shaking his head, but still smiling. That guy always seemed to be smiling. I was kind of waiting for the happy buzz to fade and for his claws to start coming out. Nobody was that happy all of the time, right? Sorry, I mumbled and stretched, arching my back fully. Yeah, I guess who doesn't sleep with a bra on at night? This girl. Which wasn't anything scandalous, since I don't know a lot of women who do. Timber, ever the gentleman, looked away from me and climbed off of the bed. Not like my boobs were flying out of my shirt or anything, but it's still noticeable all the same. He chuckled. Now, don't worry about it. I didn't even want to wake you up, but you were talking and it was getting kind of loud. It wouldn't have been such a big deal, except for some of the things you were saying were kind of scaring Lara. Oh? Yeah, you were dreaming about him, weren't you, Wiccan? I mean, because that's who you were talking about. Must have been an intense dream. I nodded. From what I can remember, it was. He was being hurt, and I cut him free, but then something pulled him away from me again. We couldn't escape here. Gotcha, he said, then sighed. I've got breakfast made. I've got breakfast made. I snorted quietly. What is it with you and cooking all of the meals? It's like you have this obsession with food. He shrugged. I like to eat, and I can be useful if I cook. It's one of the few life skills I'm actually good at. Besides, I need to control what I eat. Are you complaining? Do I suck at it? No, you don't. You're pretty awesome. Better than Mom, even, but I would never tell her that, of course. Of course. I bit my lip for a moment. It just seems weird, I guess. Not what I would have expected at all. Glad to be full of surprises. You don't have an eating disorder or something, do you? I hated to ask the question, but what he said about having to control what he ate sounded a lot like something I'd heard on a PSA for bulimia once. Just because he was a guy didn't mean he was immune to that kind of stuff. He was an actor, after all. I'm sure there was just as much pressure on him to stay in shape and thin as there was on the girls. Thankfully, instead of getting all pissed off, Timber laughed, and hard, I should add. Like, I just told the most hilarious joke on the planet. I'm honestly not that funny. He fell back onto the bed, laughing next to me. I promise I don't have an eating disorder. It's kind of complicated. Is it something I'm going to need to know about you? Maybe, but if I tell you, I don't want you to freak out either, because it's not a big deal. Okay, hit me with it. No freak out. Promise. Sighing, he gazed up at the ceiling. I was born with hypoglycemic. Like I said, it's not a big deal. I don't quite understand what that means, I admitted. It's basically the opposite of diabetes. There's much more to it than that, obviously, but that's the gist of it. Instead of having too little insulin, I have too much, so I burn up my blood sugar faster. Some people are born with it, others develop it over time. Basically, I just have to watch what I eat. Certain foods make me crabby because I wear out faster. Others will make me crash hard, and that can have some bad side effects. So if you control what you eat, then you don't have those things happen, I said. Bingo, because I don't think an accidental crash would be good right now. Nor do you need me biting your head off because I ate the wrong thing or didn't eat enough or something. He winked. Besides, I like to cook. I think I said that before. I nodded. You may have mentioned it. His smile stayed on his face for a moment longer before he replaced it with a deep frown. Don't tell anyone, though. I know it's not the end of the world. There's nothing dangerous about it. I'm not going to randomly pass out or anything dramatic like that. But at the same time, what if they think it makes me defective? That right there broke my heart. The last thing you are is defective, Timber. Trust me, you're as close to perfect as anyone can get. He was laughing again, so I must have said the right thing to cheer him up. Then he nudged me playfully, much like my brother had done back home. Just wait until you hear me belch. Pretty sure that will shatter everything. We'll have a contest then. Sounds good. Now seriously, come and eat because I made French toast, and it's not as good when it's flat and cold. He rubbed my shoulder and then bounced off of the bed. I lay there for a moment, trying to wake up and will myself to leave the warm comfort of the bed. If I stayed there, maybe I could keep living in the fantasy of everything being normal and fine. On the other hand, if I stayed there, I would definitely have no hope of finding Wiccan. Come on, self, get moving. Chapter 15, Chevelle. Passing time in our apartment was hard. I didn't want to turn on the TV again because the temptation to watch more of the news was great, not to mention more surveillance footage. The thing was, with Lara with us, I didn't feel like it was appropriate. Everything going on was kind of like a big purple elephant in the room. I'm sure not talking about everything was just as psychologically damaging as watching would be. At the same time, it didn't feel right to push the conversation. Lara seemed fine. If I had to put money on who would break down next, it would be Timber, not her. Which was another reason to keep the TV off. His face was probably everywhere. After all, he was most likely the highest profile person taken by the Aquilons. He didn't need to see somebody talking about him like he died or something. Nobody did. The more time I spent with him, the more I saw how human he was and not some kind of sexy robot designed by Hollywood to milk poor teenagers of their money. Plus, there was the off chance that he'd see his parents, his friends, his girlfriend, all being interviewed about him. If I saw my mom grieving my loss, I honestly don't know what I'd do. Those kinds of things could push anyone over the edge. I didn't want to lose Timber. He was entitled to have his meltdown just like everyone else, but if he decided to get suicidal on me, Gary. Unfortunately, there wasn't much to do in the apartment. The books that had been on the shelves were fewer than what I remembered seeing the night before. Most were old classics or trashy romance novels. Actually, more trashy romance novels than classics, come to think of it. Maybe it was the Aquavon's way of trying to get us in the mood without shoving porn under our noses. Yuck. But I guess I could have been left with worse. There were some video games, too, old ones that I remember playing with my brother when we were little, the kind that had the cheap 8-bit cartoon characters and side-scrolling fun, but I wasn't quite in the mood to play games. I felt lost. Part of that had to do with not having anything purposeful to do. Yes, I had to find Wiccan, but that was one of those tasks that was so overwhelming to think about, I didn't even know where to begin. And after I found him, then what? We run away or try to and fail? Everything seemed so big and I was so small. I always knew I was an ant wandering the planet, but it kind of sucked to have it confirmed. Nobody wants to be insignificant. Timber was just as restless as I was because he'd pick up a book, read, stop, act like he was going to start something with the TV, and then stop that before he even turned it on, and then go back to the kitchen. The guy was going to lose his six-pack if he kept eating all the time. Can I go play? Lara asked after an hour or two went by. At least she had some ideas. Sure, Timber said with a nod, but come back if you're going to go anywhere else. I wonder if he was relieved as I was to have her go. We both watched her take our balcony elevator down to the park floor, a place I still hadn't seen and wanted to. I didn't have any desire to go with her, even though I probably should have. She'll be okay on her own, right? I asked, hating the weight of the responsibility on my shoulders. Timber shrugged. I would guess so. It's pretty utopian out there. We can follow if you really want to, but I figure they're watching our every move, you know? Paul was saying how the children are more precious than the women, and she needs to be with other people her own age. There's going to be a school for her soon, once we're settled in, he sighed. Give her a few minutes on her own, and then we can go out and check on her. Being cooped up in here isn't going to do us any good. You still need the grand tour. Besides, didn't you want to talk to Paul about Wiccan anyway? I did, I said, but I was terrified to ask. Not sure I wanted to know where that conversation was going to go. So get ready for a day outside, and we'll make it happen, because I want to know, too. I want to know a lot of things. Like, what's next? He smiled at me. Exactly. All right. And actually, I think I'm going to stop there. It's short, very short episode today. But the next section is different characters and all that. So we're just going to stop and keep it nice and clean and call it a day with this one. And next time we'll pick up with our new character and all that fun stuff and continue on with the story. All right, now, bye.